Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show, the podcast that breaks down the silicon powering our AI future. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and I've been deep in the weeds of computer engineering and chip design for over a decade. Today's episode is brought to you by Limitless AI, helping businesses integrate AI seamlessly into their workflows. And Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to team for silicon development consulting. We've got some massive stories today, from Cerebras riding high on Wall Street to TSMC's mind-blowing fab expansion, plus Google making some interesting moves with Intel that could shake up the foundry game. Let's kick things off with Cerebras, and honestly, this is one of those feel-good stories in the AI chip space. Wall Street is finally backing Cerebras and their unique approach to AI acceleration, and their stock is climbing as a result. Now, if you're not familiar with Cerebras, think of them as the company that said, forget everything you know about chip design and built something completely different. While everyone else is making chips the size of postage stamps, Cerebras went nuclear and created what's essentially an entire silicon wafer as a single processor. Their WSE chips are massive. We're talking about processors that are literally hundreds of times larger than traditional chips. It's like comparing a dinner plate to a grain of rice. The reason this matters is that AI workloads, especially training large language models, require massive amounts of parallel processing and memory bandwidth. Traditional chips have to talk to each other constantly, which creates bottlenecks. But when your entire neural network can fit on one giant chip, you eliminate most of that communication overhead. The fact that Wall Street is getting behind this approach signals a real shift in thinking for years. Investors were skeptical because Cerebras chips are expensive and specialized, but as AI training costs continue to skyrocket and companies are desperate for faster, more efficient solutions, Cerebras' approach is starting to look less crazy and more genius. This could be a watershed moment for alternative chip architectures in the AI space. When the financial markets start backing unconventional approaches, it usually means the technology is hitting an inflection point where the benefits clearly outweigh the risks. Now let's talk about something that's absolutely mind-blowing in scale: TSMC's manufacturing expansion. This is honestly the largest semiconductor manufacturing build-out in human history, and the numbers are staggering. TSMC is simultaneously ramping multiple fabs for their N2 process node, which is their next-generation manufacturing technology, while also massively expanding their advanced packaging capabilities. Think of this like building multiple car factories at once, but each factory is more complex than anything that's ever been built before. The N2 process node is crucial because it's designed specifically with AI accelerators in mind. We're talking about transistors so small that you could fit thousands of them across the width of a human hair. But here's where it gets really interesting. TSMC isn't just building more of the same. They're revolutionizing their packaging capabilities with technologies called CoWoS and SoEC. CoWoS is like creating a smart apartment building for chips. You can stack different types of processors, memory, and specialized components all in one package. SoEC goes even further, allowing true three-dimensional integration where chips are stacked vertically with incredibly dense connections. The timing of this expansion is critical. Everyone from NVIDIA to Google to Apple is fighting for TSMC's capacity, and AI chips require these advanced packaging techniques to achieve the performance levels we need. TSMC is essentially building the infrastructure for the next decade of AI innovation. Without this expansion, we'd hit a wall where chip designers have great ideas, but no way to manufacture them at scale. It's like having the blueprints for a skyscraper, but no construction companies capable of building it. Here's where things get really spicy. Google is apparently betting big on Intel for their TPU packaging, and this could be a game changer for the foundry wars. We're talking about over 3 million TPUs for 2028, which is an absolutely massive order. Now, Google's TPUs are their custom AI accelerators specifically designed for their data centers and cloud services. For years, most advanced chip packaging has been dominated by TSMC, but Intel has been quietly developing some seriously impressive packaging technologies, particularly something called EMIB, that's Embedded Multi-Die Interconnect Bridge. Think of EMIB like a sophisticated highway system that connects different pieces of silicon. Traditional packaging is like having separate buildings connected by bridges, but EMIB creates something more like an integrated campus where everything is seamlessly connected. The really interesting part is that SK Hynix is testing Intel's packaging specifically for HBM integration. HBM is high bandwidth memory, and it's absolutely critical for AI workloads because these processors need to feed massive amounts of data constantly. It's like having a race car engine that needs an enormous fuel delivery system. Intel's EMIB technology could potentially offer better performance and cost advantages compared to traditional packaging methods. If this partnership works out, it could seriously disrupt TSMC's dominance in advanced packaging. Google choosing Intel for such a massive order signals they've seen something compelling in Intel's technology. This could be the beginning of a real foundry war where companies have viable alternatives to TSMC for cutting-edge packaging, which is great news for competition and innovation in the industry. SoftBank is making some bold moves with their announcement of an AI data center GPU cloud launching in October 2026. They're calling it their NeoCloud business and powering it with something called Infinia AI Cloud OS. This is interesting because it shows how traditional telecom and investment companies are pivoting hard into AI infrastructure. SoftBank has been aggressively investing in AI companies for years, but now they're building the actual infrastructure to compete directly with Amazon, Google, and Microsoft in the cloud AI space. The timing is strategic. 2026 gives them enough runway to secure next-generation GPUs and build out massive data centers. Think of this like SoftBank saying, instead of just investing in AI companies, we're going to become the foundation they all build on. The Infinia AI Cloud OS is particularly intriguing because it suggests they're not just throwing GPUs in a data center and calling it a day. They're building a specialized operating system designed specifically for AI workloads. This could include optimizations for model training, inference, and resource allocation that generic cloud platforms don't offer. The GPU cloud market is absolutely exploding right now because training and running large AI models requires massive computational resources that most companies can't afford to build themselves. It's like the difference between owning a Formula One race car versus renting track time when you need it. If SoftBank can offer competitive pricing and performance, plus leverage their massive investment portfolio to attract customers, they could become a serious player in AI infrastructure. This announcement also signals that the AI infrastructure market is big enough to support multiple major players, which is great for driving innovation and keeping costs competitive. The final story really ties everything together. Intel Foundry winning this Google AI chip order is potentially huge for reshaping the semiconductor landscape. For years, if you wanted cutting-edge chip manufacturing, TSMC was pretty much your only option for the most advanced processes. Intel has been working hard to rebuild their Foundry business and compete directly with TSMC, and landing Google as a customer is like getting a stamp of approval from one of the most demanding companies in tech. Google doesn't mess around when it comes to their chip requirements, their TPUs power, everything from search to YouTube recommendations to their latest AI models. If Intel's Foundry services can meet Google standards, that's a strong signal to the rest of the industry that Intel is back in the game. This is particularly important for geopolitical reasons, too. Having multiple advanced foundries means companies aren't completely dependent on one region for their most critical chips. It's like having backup suppliers for essential components. It reduces risk and increases negotiating power. Intel's success here could also drive more innovation in manufacturing processes. When you have real competition, everyone has to step up their game. TSMC might accelerate their own development timelines. Intel will continue investing heavily in foundry capabilities, and ultimately, chip designers get more options and potentially better pricing. The semiconductor industry works best when there's healthy competition at every level, from chip design to manufacturing to packaging. Intel winning this Google order suggests we might be entering a new era where advanced chip manufacturing isn't monopolized by a single company, which is fantastic news for the entire AI hardware ecosystem. That's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. From Cerebras riding the Wall Street wave to TSMC's massive expansion and Intel's foundry comeback, we're watching the semiconductor industry reshape itself for the AI era. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share this episode with anyone who's curious about the silicon powering our AI future. Hit up the show notes for all the links and deeper dives into today's stories.